I Found Peace, a letter to Dilip Kumar Roy. The following letter, written by A.W. Chadwick to Dilip Kumar Roy, has been extracted from Kumbha, a Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan publication. Dear Dilip, it was kind of you to write. I feel diffident in answering your question, as I fear I have made or may make myself appear of some spiritual attainment, a thing to which I have no pretension. I am just a humble seeker with the same failings and the same difficulties as everybody else. That all paths are extremely difficult, that can be no doubt, but how can it be otherwise? The ego, which has taken such tremendous pains to establish itself as a seemingly independent and self-sufficient entity, will fight to the last ditch before it will admit defeat and relinquish its claims. But my motto has been persistence, and I think that by that victory is assured. The guru of a friend of mine, who passed away some years ago and was undoubtedly a jnani, used to tell him that if he desired self-realization sufficiently, he could not even die till he had attained his goal, and in that is our hope. You ask me how long I had to persevere in solitude before I attained peace. Surely, peace is a thing which grows and is not for the majority attained in a flash once and for all. I do not speak of self-realization. The moment I came into the presence of my guru 11 years ago, I found peace. My staying here was never premeditated. It was just something which had to be in spite of myself. It was my true home. However, the pendulum swings. In time, the beats become shorter and shorter until it comes to rest in the self. To expect anything else is to expect the impossible. It seems to me that the great thing is to follow one guru and one path unwaveringly, and the goal is assured. For, after all, the goal and the path are the same. The Chinese call both the way Tao, but we become disheartened and impatient. These seem to be the greatest obstacles to attainment. If we can only face up to these and go on in spite of everything and everybody, then there is absolutely no doubt as to the result. But few of us can. May the Supreme Guru give us the necessary strength. I seem to have been very prolix and to have preached. I ask your forgiveness. Very cordially yours, A.W. Chadwick.